Dr. R.J. Bunnell is part of a team of Utah medical staff in New York working to help hospitals strained to their maximum because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is his fourth entry to KCPW's COVID-19 Diaries.
New York City, Crisis Response Team, Audio Journal, 4/17/2020. I tend to chew on things, character trait that is super helpful when solving problems, not so much in relationships. Lately I've been reading and thinking a lot about numbers. What is the true infection rate? How long do people transmit the disease before they have symptoms? What percentage of people who carry the virus will die from it? Today it struck me as we drove home from the hospital through freezing rain that those numbers aren't the ones that really matter. Sure, we need to make informed decisions based on pragmatism and good data. Still, no matter what all the modeling, projections, graphs, and pundits say, aren't the most revealing numbers of all those that come from quantifying what has already occurred? Red, blue, or indifferent, here is what happened. Before March of 2020, a hospital in Long Island had managed to operate 365 days a year for decades with 20 or fewer ICU beds. Within the course of a month, they had 120 patients needing critical care at the exact same time. One particular virus managed to fill every ICU bed in this hospital, six times over. All the viruses that infect humans combined had not done that in the last 100 years. What is even more concerning is that those numbers are in spite of unprecedented measures taken to reduce human interaction weeks ago. All that said, there are breaks in the clouds here. The hospital census is going down ever so slowly. Occasionally, people are finishing their work and getting out of the door before dark. Not every single patient that comes in has coronavirus, although all of mine did today. The songs overhead to celebrate people getting off the ventilator were on repeat this afternoon. We heard that song more than we heard emergent calls to a patient's bedside because they'd stopped breathing. Progress. The response to this crisis will be debated for decades. The impacts will last longer. There's a long way to go, but it's very clear now that modern life will resume without a complete upheaval, hopefully kinder and wiser for this collective experience. This, like all things, will pass. For right now, there's a lot of work to do and a lot more heartache to share.
Again, that's Dr. R.J. Bunnell, who is part of a crisis response team from Intermountain Healthcare that is in New York City to help with the coronavirus outbreak there. Listen to KCPW weekdays for regular reports from the COVID-19 front lines.